KW's getting some more housing. Waterloo Council approved the final phase of construction for a redevelopment at the former Ontario Dye factory. The site at Roger Street and Moore Avenue South will be transformed into condos and townhomes. Builder, Reed's Heritage Homes, is already in the midst of the first phase of construction. It includes two townhouse blocks and a six-story condo building. The final phase of construction will add five more townhouse blocks and another six-story condo building. In total, that's over 200 units and over 400 bedrooms. Half of the units will be at least two-bedroom. This is a really important intensification project, said Councillor Tenil Binogore. There will also be a small park installed that will open for public access. A part of a reconstructed factory wall will be incorporated in the park, in a nod to Ontario Dye. The company first began in 1923, but relocated a few years ago after demolishing the factory. In Kitchener, a development on Ottawa Street North between Weber Street and King Street East has yet to be given the green light. But, plans were revised following a Kitchener Council meeting Monday night. The original plans included two six-story buildings and a 26-story tower with a five-story podium. After input from Kitchener staff and area residents, one of the six-story buildings will be reduced to four stories. It's the building closest to a nearby low-rise residential area. 15 three-bedroom units have also been added, in addition to some green space. A landscaped courtyard of over 28,000 square feet will be built on top of a covered parking area. According to Zach Zaire, Vice President of Development at Zaire Group, it is too early to know if it's possible to open the area up for public access. The development will include 476 residential units, some of which may be rental units. We can be a little more versatile with providing both apartments and condos, Zaire told Kitchener councillors. The city approved the official plan and bylaw amendments needed for the project. While some residents wrote to Kitchener about this proposed development, no one had signed up to speak at Monday's meeting.